It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails.
And our inbox has been flooded with responses to my conversation with correspondent Pam Fessler. She's been looking into allegations of irregularities in the vote count in last week's election, including reports of problems with electronic voting machines. The conclusion, allegations that the election was stolen, are based on incorrect information.
Listener Emily Sinclair writes, "Thank you for beginning to cover this story. The system of electronic voting and vote tabulation does not appear to have worked well. I, like many others, feel that a comprehensive audit of the system is called for. I have no reason to believe the election will be overturned by these audits. However, I think I have reason to expect that my vote will count when I cast it in the future. At this point, I'd be unsure."
John Frederick of Houston, Texas asks, "What gives you the idea that you're fulfilling your civic responsibility as journalists by having your reporter come on and tell us what to believe? If you wanted to provide a responsible and credible discussion about the alleged fraud in the national election, you could have allowed for a debate between both sides. Instead, you prefaced the discussion with a flat editorial claim that these allegations are based on faulty assumptions and proceeded to present only that point of view."
On to another controversial topic in the news this week, evolution in public school textbooks. In Georgia, a group of parents and the ACLU are suing to get a sticker removed from biology texts which says, quote, "Evolution is a theory, not a fact."
In the course of our piece, we mentioned intelligent design. That's the idea that there is a cosmic intelligence that created the order of the universe, and we called that a theory.
Well, many of you with scientific backgrounds were troubled by our use of the word theory. Aru Tar of Louisville, Kentucky, summed it up this way: "It's unfortunate that the scientific word theory can be easily mistaken for the more common use of the word. A scientific theory has undergone vigorous scientific testing and experimentation over many years, and it has become widely accepted and established within the scientific community as being the scientific truth as we know it so far. That means that to date there has not been any scientific data to disprove it. Just as the theory of relativity is now accepted as the scientific truth, so too is evolution."
Finally, an objection to our story about a new computer game called Halo 2, and my statement that if you're trying to find your son or your husband, you might check the room where the Xbox is.
Listener Nicole Drum of Kansas City, Missouri, calls that sexism. She writes, "I'm a 25-year-old professional woman who also happens to enjoy video games. Today, when Halo 2 was released, I found myself in line with several other women of my age and status, each of us purchasing the game." She continues, "Maybe you should tell your male listeners that if they can't find their wives and daughters, that they should go check the room with the Xbox instead of the other way around. After all, a woman's place isn't in the kitchen anymore."
Send us your emails to atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.